We're hearing a report that just two more years of Charles Wong and he's out as New York Islanders owner. Should my friend Jeff Salmon to the right of me be thrilled about this news?
Give me some good news, Daniel.
Well, I mean, there's certainly reason to be excited, I think, even before the 2 years are up, because the bottom line is these guys, Ledecky and Malkin, they're going to be minority owners. And even though they're going to be minority owners, they have deep pockets, and you know, you'd like to think that maybe they'll be able to support Wang with some more cash that maybe he couldn't come up with, even if maybe they don't have as big of a say in the decision-making process. So I think right from the start, that definitely helps. You have new energy in the rooms, you want to say. You have more money added to the pot to maybe spend in improving the team. So I think it's a good thing right away. And in 2 years, when Charles Wong takes a back seat and becomes a minority owner while these two guys run the show, you know, then they become at the forefront and you have a change in the guard, so to speak. So I think it is a very exciting time for Islander fans and for your co-host, for sure.
So how did we get here with Charles Wong? Because I thought he was a guy that really dreamed big, and you can look at a couple of ideas that he would have had and went, oh, really? But one, he really wanted to keep the team, at least I felt, in Long Island. He wanted to not only build an arena, but just a whole complex that would be surrounding the New York Islanders and their home. It seemed like he dreamed big. Did he do enough to try to make that happen? Did he exhaust that as much as he could? Like, how did we get here with Charles Wong?
Well, I think as far as trying to keep the team on Long Island, this is a guy who did everything we could, and I think we've spoken about this before. You know, and I think whatever Islander fans want to think of this guy, you know, you owe the fact that the Islanders still exist, that they still play here in New York, you owe that to Charles Wong, because this team could have been playing anywhere. It could have been in Quebec City. It could have been Kansas City. It could have been anywhere. And Charles Wong, you know, really believed in this team. He did everything he could to keep the team here. The politics in Nassau County here on Long Island are, you know, they're impossible to deal with. He offered to pay for this thing himself. He couldn't get it. He offered to do a partnership with taxpayers. He couldn't get it. And ultimately, he decided to move the team to Brooklyn, which is keeping it as local as possible. You know, when at that point, he could have moved the team anywhere else. And so I think you have an owner who really did believe in keeping the team here and did everything he can. So at the very least, you know, for what they did on the ice, maybe you want to say he could have done more and you'll be angry at him about that. But as far as keeping the team here, this is a guy who did everything, and I think more than you should have expected from an owner.
But Daniel, what's the temperature of the Islanders fans in Long Island? They're losing their team to Brooklyn. They're moving out of the Nassau Coliseum finally. This is the final season there. How excited are people on the island themselves that, oh, we have new owners, but yeah, they could flourish in the city of Brooklyn? Are people just meh about this whole situation?
Well, I don't think anything has changed since new owners as far as what the team's moved to Brooklyn. I think whatever fans thought before of the move to Brooklyn, that stays the same regardless of who owns the team. I think you have very mixed feelings about this. You know, it really depends on where you live, depends on your mode of transportation, depends on whether or not you work in the city. You know, depending on who you are, this is either a very good move or a bad move. And depending on, I think very much what year you were born in. If you have more of an attachment to the dynasty years, I think you tend to feel stronger about the connection to Long Island than, say, the fan who was born in the 1990s and witnessed Ziggy Palfy and Robert Reichel and Brian Selinski. So I think it really depends on who you are. But certainly the focus this year, and this is something that Howie Rose, the Islanders sales fan, announced stuff last night, is should be on the Coliseum this year, not necessarily ahead to the move to Brooklyn. But really, it's going to be a very sentimental year, and I think the move to Brooklyn is a very touchy subject. I think you have mixed feelings all across the board.
Now, the new owners, former Washington Capitals co-owner Jonathan Ledecky and investor Scott Malkin, what of these guys? What do you know about them, and what are your expectations of them as Islanders owners?
Well, we know that Ledecky, he's a non-executive chairman of the board of Forbes. He's a philanthropist now. He's, you know, someone who obviously he's got deep pockets. He funds a lot of different scholarships and foundations. And Malkin, he is not in the center for the Pittsburgh Penguins, unfortunately, but he's a founder and chairman of Value Retail. He's done very well for himself in the retail business. He lives in London right now, but these guys have deep pockets, and they were roomed together in Harvard years back. So they go way back. So And that's courtesy of Eric Hornick, who's a statistician for MSG Broadcast, Islander MSG Broadcast. He kind of dug this stuff up. So that's what we know about them. And, you know, whether or not they're going to send, you know, again, it's hard to tell right at the beginning, but you'd like to think there's new energy in it, and they have deep pockets, so you'd like to think they're going to help. But, again, you know, like it's hard to tell for sure until they actually step up and until we see the results. But it certainly has the potential to be something very good for this franchise.
Covers the Islanders for WFAN and CBS New York. Daniel Friedman here on the Jeff Blair Show. That's Jeff. I'm George. Daniel, is their number one job to cozy up to superstar John Tavares, a guy who has signed at $5.5 million all the way to the 2017-2018 season? And you talk about this team and how this influx of cash should help the team. Do you see the Islanders spending right up to the cap? And how imperative or important is it to build a relationship right away with these new owners, with their star player, to keep him in the Islander jersey essentially for his whole career?
Well, I think that's an important step for any owner of any team, whether you're new, whether you've been there for years. You know, you have to be on good terms with your star players. Otherwise, you know, they may want to leave. You know, I think that's important for anybody. But I think the fact that Charles Wong is staying in the mix, even a minority, that should help smooth things over, because the Islander superstars tend to have, for whatever reason, they tend to have a very good relationship with Charles Wong. So hopefully that should help. But, yeah, of course that's important. But I think, you know, and this is something we just talked about, but I think the biggest priority for these guys and for anyone who's going to own the Islanders or be involved in the Islanders is how to get these Islander fans who are very on the bridge, on the fence about what this move to Brooklyn, how to get them, you know, excited about this, how to convince them that this is a good thing. I think that almost supersedes anything, because if they can't convince Islander fans to come to Brooklyn, if they can't draw, if it doesn't do well, then, you know, this team is going to be a lot of trouble, and, you know, who knows what happens then. You know, if this move ends up being disastrous, maybe they move back to Long Island, who knows? It's a conversation for probably 15, 20 years from now. But, you know, that's, I think, the biggest order priority. But in terms of franchise superstars, that should be an important thing for any owner, certainly these guys too.
What is the ownership, or how does that affect Garth Snow and his future with the New York Islanders?
Well, I think, you know, he's safe for now. I'm not sure that he's got, you know, this get out of jail free card, like people seem to say, even with Charles Wong still aboard for 2 years. I think, you know, obviously Wong and Garth Snow are of a good relationship. Garth Snow, I think, has done better job over the years than people give him credit for. Last year was horrendous, there's no question. But I think if the team wins, it's not really going to matter. You know, I think that he is fighting for his job. He knows, even whether it's now or in 2 years, he's got to impress these guys. And also Charles Wong, he's got to impress. You know, look, if the team flounders forever, I'm not sure that he's going to keep him aboard. You know, so I think that for Garth Snow, I don't think this changes much.
Daniel, how pumped up are the Islanders that they have to pay one more year to Alexei Yashin at $2.2 million?
I'm sure they're excited to get that over with. You know, it's an era that unfortunately went sour, and you know, it's easier not to focus on it with the fact that the Islanders are kind of on the verge of doing something special with their young talent now. So it hasn't been as much of a distraction as it was in past years.